From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Stan Lind reading The Big Open by Stan Lind. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Chapter 1. A Bullet Once Fired. I never meant to kill the boy, but a bullet once fired don't care whose life it takes. On a dark April night in 1889, a slug from my .44 took young Toby Slocum's life and changed my own forever. I had come to Miles City at the behest of my boss, U.S. Marshal Chance Ridgway. As his chief deputy, I served at the Marshal's pleasure, and his pleasure seemed mostly to involve my going where he told me to go and doing what he told me to do. The Marshal would arrive by train from Helena on the morning of April 3rd, and I was to meet him at the station. It's a well-known fact that only a fool or a newcomer predicts the weather in Montana. But I do believe April on the high plains may be the most treacherous month of all. So with that in mind, I saddled my Rutherford horse, threw my bedroll and a camp outfit on my roan, and set out for Miles City a day ahead of time. A booster friend of mine used to say that while other places endure weather, Montana enjoys climate. What's more, he said it with a straight face. Now, I can't say I fully agree with his statement, but I have to admire his attitude. Optimism may not always lead to a successful outcome, but it does make the pursuit livelier. As luck would have it, the weather held good. I camped that night on Timber Creek, just west of the Mountain Sheep Bluffs, and rode into town the next afternoon. Miles City was all a bustle at that time. The annual meeting of the Montana Stock Growers was in session, and local cattlemen and cowhands were thicker than fleas on a reservation dog. Representatives from the cattle-hauling Northern Pacific Railroad.